This year, this summer, the Cotton Council worked with folks from Cotton Council International and National Council of Textile Organizations on a couple of surveys deal with bale packaging and lint contamination issues. These surveys were, as I said, conducted earlier this year. Our surveys went out to mills around the world. We had an excellent response from our foreign mill customers, had over 200 responses. About 160 of those were usable for various reasons. And we basically, all of our domestic mills responded to the survey. So we feel like we've got a good group of respondents whenever we went out to these people. We asked a series of questions, not only what do you think of our bagging or what are your contamination issues, but we also got a profile of the mills, where they were, what they used, what they produced, where their cotton came from. Was it U.S. cotton? Was it other cotton? We had small mills, large mills, million-plus bale mills in China that responded, and some of those mills said they used only U.S. cotton, so these are good cotton customers. Our domestic mills, by and large, indicated that their cotton was mostly U.S. cotton, and about half of those mills said, we don't have any experience with any cotton other than U.S. cotton. So those are the types of people that responded to these questions. Some of them obviously had a better understanding of the questions we asked than others, but we tried to make sure that the questions were simple and straightforward enough so that it would be easy for them to answer it and get as an objective response as we could, knowing that there's going to be some interpretation problems with some of these foreign mills. Basically, we had a section that dealt with bale packaging and another section of the survey that dealt with contamination issues, and that's what we're going to discuss today. I'm going to summarize the data. As you'll notice, we asked the questions in a manner that allowed us to use a scale of 1 to 4 on all of the survey questions, with 0 being poor, all the way up to 4 being superior. Here we have questions regarding strapping materials. This is a question that we asked the foreign materials to ask, you know, performance of bale ties relative to other bale ties. What is their experience with these materials? Again, we had steel strap. Less than 1% of the U.S. cotton is tied with steel strap, but it's still used extensively in other parts of the world. So we included that as one of the survey questions because we knew that was something that those mills would be interested in and would have some experience with. You notice that's a fairly flat line across the table there for steel strap, wire, and PET straps whenever it came to contamination risk, recycling potential, and safety for these materials. Again, these are the foreign mills' responses. A little bit surprised on some of those. Whenever it came to contamination, the foreign mills basically in their comments said, we're really looking at rust from steel strap and wire. This is our main contaminants and our main concerns with that material. With the plastic, it was a little bit more slivers of plastics and small particles of plastics that may be entwined in the bale. You're going to see it's different from the U.S. domestic mill, at least on this survey, to the same questions. And you can see they had a little bit higher opinion in most cases, particularly with the safety of the PET strap compared with the other two types of bale tying material. So again, our scale is 0 to 4, with 0 being poor and 4 being superior. And these are combined of several questions on the survey. Go on to look at bale bagging. Again, looking at the foreign mills responses on the survey, looked at burlap, cotton, PE film, and woven polypropylene. Those are the four types of currently approved bagging materials that our U.S. gins are allowed to use. and these are the combined answers for the individual survey questions. It's interesting, again, durability for burlap was low. The other products, surprisingly, the foreign mill said the durability of cotton bags is a little bit better than PE film and woven polypropylene. But we still haven't quite figured out the contamination risk or response in the foreign mills, in that they, despite what we've heard from foreign mills in their interviews, they said that the burlap was better from the standpoint of contamination than the other packaging materials. So we've obviously got some more work to do on that. No, they had less contamination with burlap. So this kind of stumped us when we got this response from the foreign mills on that particular question, whenever they tell us in personal interviews that we don't like burlap for contamination reasons. So maybe there's a miscommunication on that particular question, but for whatever reason, that's the way it came out, and that's what we're reporting. When it came to recycling, cotton came out in their responses as a superior material that said we can reuse that and other products. We can go back and get some use out of that, where we don't do that too much with other packaging materials. Again, on cleanliness, burlap now is ready to roll low, and you'd think that that would turn into a low rating for contamination, but that wasn't the case. They said cotton is the best with the PE film the next, and then the woven polypropylene sitting in that below that for the foreign mills. Again, go on to the domestic mills, asking the same questions. We asked the domestic mills one more question, that was about moisture transfer, what they thought about these packaging materials, how they stacked up. And their responses were about the same. You notice in that case, the domestic mills rated the natural fibers, burlap and cotton, considerably below the other available packaging materials, at least on this survey. Again, then we asked those mills to rate those materials against each other, head-to-head on a question. What is your preference level? Again, using a 0 to 4, with 0 being the least preferred and 4 being the most preferred. Again, as you can see, whenever the domestic mills answered that question, PET strap came up with the 3.6. which is about as close or as close to 4 as you could get. But in both cases, both the domestic and foreign mills gave burlap a pretty low rating, down below 1. And we think that that's a pretty good indication of what they think of those materials. As you notice, the foreign mill said cotton was the best, and the domestic mill said no, PE film is the best, at least in these surveys. Then we went on to the contamination portion of the survey, saying, okay, we realize that bale packaging may be an issue, but tell us about internal contamination. What are you finding inside of the bales at your mills? So we asked first about the past 12 months, what's been your experience? And again, these are mills that use at least some U.S. cotton, in the case of the foreign mills, and in the case of the domestic mills, about half of those mills use only U.S. cotton. So you can see that the domestic mills' experience with contamination is somewhat less than the foreign mills' experience with contamination. We followed that question up about, okay, so tell us about the frequency of those contamination events. Again, from the domestic mill standpoint, half of those mills said about once a year we have a contamination event, whereas the mills that had the most contamination problems had about 30%, had three of the domestic mills had three events per year or more. So those guys had some issues. And whenever we looked at the foreign mills, again, of those mills you think that had some experience with contamination and had events with contaminations, that used U.S. cotton. About 30% of those had, or a little over 30%, had less than one event per year. And another 30% said it's about one time per year. So it's fairly low from that standpoint, and we hope to keep it that way. And then this is the same information, just in a little bit different form, showing, you know, that our domestic mills experience with contamination, particularly whenever they're running U.S. cotton, is less than that of foreign mills. And this is something that we want to make sure that we keep this in mind as we move forward with our bill packaging program and our contamination prevention program. Now, just I guess yesterday I had a communication with Cotton Council International with one of our representatives in a mill in Thailand that uses a lot of cotton from the U.S. but other mills, and raised concern about that they're seeing more contamination with the U.S. growths of cotton that they're buying. This mill pretty much buys from one region of the country, but they're saying we're seeing more plastic contamination. And just looking at those contaminated samples, look like it's something like field trash, Maju covers, something other that's foreign matter that's getting in those bales. And so from this, I guess the take-home message to you folks is to please work with your growers around the gins, work with your gin hands, make sure that they're doing everything they can do to keep those contaminants out of the seed cotton so that they don't get into the lint stream. And a few acknowledgments to make this survey possible. CCI worked one-on-one with the Chinese mills, taking the interviews and then submitting those and so that those could be translated. We had 81 Chinese mills responded to this survey, so we feel like that was over half of the foreign mills that responded. In addition, the Turkish mill survey was translated, or the Turkish mills were able to take the survey in their native tongue. That was translated for them, so we've got some of those that about 8 or 10 mills that submitted their surveys in their own language and then had to go back and incorporate that into the final survey. Steve Selinsky, who's gone on and moved over to AMS, put this survey together. We worked on the questions and made sure that we got survey questions that they could understand. Dr. Jordan, we used the same questions that we'd used on previous trips whenever we'd gone and visited textile mills. So this is consistent over time, the types of questions we've been asking mills. We realize that there's other surveys. ATMI carries out a biennial survey of around the world, but this is something unique to the domestic mills. And this is something that we can take to the council's annual meeting and the bale packaging committee meeting to help us make decisions about future bale packaging programs and to enhance our bale contamination program. And with that, I want to turn the program back over to you. And if you've got any questions, we'll address them.
Thank you, Dale.